Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number for this show is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Dr. Edwin Berry, and he has several websites which I have linked to on mine under the podcast section. So go there, and you're going to be able to find all kinds of great information on Dr. Berry's websites. And we've got a couple more callers, Dr. Berry, so let's take some more callers, okay?
Okay. Yes, definitely.
I have, you know what, my little screen went down, so the let me take a look here who I got hanging out there. Jim in New Mexico. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Welcome to RBN also.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was tuning in, listening this morning, and the conversation, and with Dr. Berry. Hello, Dr. Berry.
Hello. How you doing, Jim?
Yes, sir. I heard you mentioning the impacts on the climate, alternatives, the impacts on climate as clouds and the sun, and just sort of inspired me to call in and extrapolate how nature is sort of the previous caller sort of stole my thunder, Vernon, up there in New Brunswick or British Columbia, wherever he is in Canada, stole my thunder in tying in the forest. But I'd also want to extrapolate that as to emphasize rich biological diversity of native ecosystems rather than replaced with monoculture, agriculture, tree farms, or cotton, soybean, corn plantations, you know, huge areas which actually use more water. But if you have a native ecosystem of rich biological diversity, such as Berner suggested in tropical rainforest, but it's also temperate forest in North America here was once understood a squirrel could travel from treetop to treetop all the way from the East Coast to the Mississippi River when the first Europeans arrived here. And you imagine the transpiration that occurs in a rich forest native biological ecosystem like that, the transpiration of storing water and moisture and then releasing that, you know, through the plants, which forms the clouds.
Yep.
And one other quick thing, too, is, go ahead.
What's your question, Jim?
I can comment on it kind of quick, if you wish. But in other words, when we get to the transpiration and all that, I think critically what we're looking at, insofar as climate change is concerned, is how much energy is involved in the whole water cycle. And people have, scientists have compared that energy content in the water cycle with the energy that can be moved or changed by carbon dioxide. And the water cycle way, way overpowers the energy. In other words, you can't say that carbon dioxide, with its very minor energy exchange, can power the water cycle. It's the other way around. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, one other benefit of a forested area is also that those forest trees serve as a buffer to the winds on a ground level and actually discourage vortexes from beginning in the first place, which would virtually eliminate the tornadoes, especially the massive tornadoes that we're seeing right now. Because if you watch a flat area, as the wind comes across, it'll usually form a vortex, which is just a little miniature tornado. So it just seems to me that clearing vast areas of land of native forest and native vegetation and replacing it with streets and paved areas and even monoculture tree farms, little small crops such as corn, cotton, not trees, forest at all. But
sure.
That's going to affect the wind and the tornadoes as well as the clouds.
Hold that thought, guys, because we're going to break. That music is our cue, everybody. We will be back in 3 minutes, so hang in there, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie.
Hey, Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number for this show is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me, please do so, and a podcast of this show will be up on my website tonight, as well as links to all of Dr. Barry's websites actually are already on my website under the tab entitled Podcast, and I am talking this morning with Dr. Barry, and I'm not sure if, Jim, are you still on with us? Did you have another question?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. I'll just close.
You're
welcome. Yeah. I'd ask Dr. Barry, have you ever heard of a lecturer and archaeologist and speaker named Ronald Wright?
Ronald Wright. No, so, I don't know Ronald Wright.
He was educated in Calgary, Canada, and he has a heavy British accent, so I think he's British. But he has a lecture series that he delivered up in Calgary in 2000. Or the Massey Lecture Series called the Short History of Progress, based upon a book of the same name. And five lectures in the week, and talked about how humans become so efficient in what they do that they overtax their environment and end up pretty much destroying the area that they live in, and they have to move on. He said, but we've gotten to a point now where it's a global reach. And we're destroying the environment globally as far as deforestation and covering the landscape. And but anyway, he mentioned that that Paleo Indians became so efficient as an example, and also used Esther Island as an example, where every tree was cut to move monuments until they lost all the trees and all the topsoil washed into the ocean and no food. And,
sure.
Reverted from there to cannibalism and destruction. But he mentioned that the mammoths were probably hunted into extinction because the Paleo Indians had become so efficient at running huge herds off cliffs in order to get one to eat. That
I'll give you a little bit of response. Let's start up with the tornadoes that you mentioned.
Yes,
and you were suggesting that, things we do on the surface regarding the essentially what's called surface friction as far as the air is concerned can affect the generation of tornadoes. And, maybe, because virtually everything affects everything, so you can never draw a total no. The question is how much. Now, there is a recent study, and I can't think of the reference because they didn't pay that much attention to it, but somebody looked at why did we have a lot of tornadoes this past season. And they concluded, through looking at a lot of things, it was really a difference in the air masses. We get different kind of general circulation, we get different kind of ocean temperatures that have changed, and whether it's on the Pacific and the Atlantic, and it was a different kind of collision of air masses, essentially, over the tornado area that was principally responsible for having more tornadoes. So it's tracked down to a different kind of a thing than surface friction. Talking about surface friction, what typically is not realized, is there's another scientific study that looked at how much do wind farms change the surface themselves, right? You know, flip the whole equation around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wind farms slow down the energy. That's a tremendous surface friction when they're extracting energy. This actually can be traced now, according to one scientific study, to showing a downwind effect on the weather. It can change the precipitation. So there's an interaction of almost anything we try to do. Now, as far as what you mentioned about the environment, and Ron Wright, there are a lot of things that we as humans can learn how to do better and not to destroy our environment, not to deplete certain things that we should keep control of. And that's all true. The problem there is that some environmentalists say, because we're doing that in some cases, therefore, our carbon dioxide is causing global warming, and that's the geological jump. So the environmentalist and the ecologist can be right about some things. It does not mean they're right about everything, and it's true of me and probably all of us. But so if we trace that to say what's the effect of global warming and our emissions on it, that's a whole different question, which is really more of a physical question than a climatological question. And all the answers coming out now are that it's very little effect that we're making.
Yeah, I was just tying in the impact you were mentioning, the importance of clouds and the sun and the clouds in particular.
Definitely.
And
right.
So I just wanted to call in and contribute, the fact because clouds are actually created in large part by vegetated areas, where the water moisture is stored, and then it evaporates and creates clouds. Satellite imagery can easily show you that. You see the clouds over the forested areas. And I just wanted to extrapolate, remind everyone that how important it is to have forested native vegetation. And it's not agriculture-era crops either. It's not going to replace a native ecosystem of rich biological diversity in that whole process of soil creation and then the whole nine yards in soil. But anyway, thanks for your show.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Jim.
I appreciate it. One of the things I wanted to make a comment on, because he was talking about, cutting down all the trees and deforestation and I think about all these forest fires and that stuff and how less damaging they'd be if actually the people who own timber were allowed to manage those forests instead of those forest fires burning absolutely out of control and killing all of the animals and all the vegetation and killing everything that's in the path of the forest fire and killing everything. So I don't know. I think human beings overall aren't as detrimental to our environment as, sure, we've done a lot of things wrong, but I think human beings have done a lot more right than they do wrong. And I only think myself, Dr. Berry, When I've been in a plane and I've flown, now I live outside of Philadelphia, from the East Coast to the West Coast, when I look down, I see open space. Or if I was to go from, you know, from here down to Florida and I look down, I see open space. So, I think human beings, I think we have a very caretaking nature for the most part, for the most of us, and we would manage our resources and not deplete every single one of them. I think human beings, most of us learn. We don't always all repeat the same mistakes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. And I think if we look at many of the decisions that have been made, we find that private industry, which is sometimes ridiculed, but if, let's say, a private industry has a forest under its control and they want to be in long-term business, they want to make sure that that forest keeps growing or they can't, say, harvest the wood from it. So it's not in their interest to quickly clear-cut what their whole thing would be. In other words, kill out the whole species that provides their income. But yet you look at flip side, look at what the government does in trying to make a massive decision by, say, move to ethanol, which even some environmentalists are admitting that was a big mistake, but now you can't stop it because we have this whole political economic system that's pushing the whole ethanol thing. That was a big mistake. So there are pluses and minuses. Now, I agree with you as far as us humans being able to manage our environment. Yes, we can do it with logic, with good decisions. And another key factor is we have to produce good, cheap energy in order to be able to better manage and save our environment.
Well, you know, we have another caller on the line, so I want to take him in 1 minute. But you know what, Dr. Barry, I was thinking about, you know, we all talk about old Mother Nature and fossil fuels are so damning to Mother Nature and so detrimental. But where did they come from? Didn't they come from Mother Nature, too?
Well, of course they did. And there's some things we know and there's a lot of things we don't know. We don't know really what the total supply is. We don't really know actually where it's coming from. And it's very unlikely they came from dinosaurs that maybe they taught us in grade school. And yes, probably a lot came from plants, but there's good workable theories now that say, hey, this is all part of the formation of the whole planet. And this is being formed as we speak below us. So who knows what the whole, how much, say, fossil fuels, we call them fossil, call them carbon fuels, is more general. How much there is of that. And that, then you get back to the other question, which some of the scientists promoting global warming will say, well, nature put that carbon, those carbon fuels essentially, in the earth. And if we disturb that, we're going against nature. Therefore, that's bad. Therefore, we're going to cause a big problem. Now, that's not good scientific reason.
No, I don't think so.
It begins with an ideology of saying nature is good, humans are bad. And so that's going back essentially to a religious ideology and promoting it from there and deriving. So one has to look very carefully where are these kind of these conclusions are coming from. But
yeah, exactly. Hey, yeah. Let's take another caller. We have Bill in Idaho on the line. Bill, are you still there with us?
Yes, ma'am, and thanks so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sorry I made you wait so long, but I don't want to cut anybody off when they call in with questions. You know, I don't want to give you only 30 seconds. That's not good. So what's your question, Bill? How are you today?
Very blessed, obviously. The program, the instruction for the newer or, you know, less observed within the community, there have been some calls questioning the channels of interrogation that you've covered. I couldn't believe it when you mentioned the Let It Burn forest fires. There was the Let It Burn oil fires. There was the Let It Burn Montana fires. So now the Let It Burn down south.
Arizona?
Arizona?
Texas?
Directly, wherever. It directly relates to the good doctor's astrophysical observations, but certainly the young gentleman just previously, but directly relating to that forest fire issue that I was going to ask about.
Hang on, Bill. We got to go to break, so hold that thought. When we come back, you can ask your question. So hang in there, Bill, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number for this show is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me, please do so. I love to hear from people, and I love everybody's unsolicited opinion. In fact, that's why I named my show The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you ask my family members who really are not interested in hearing my unsolicited opinion, although I do give them my unsolicited opinion when I do see them, which is not too often because we don't live in the same neck of the woods. But anyway, please get in contact with me because I love what people have to say, and I think it's real critical that we kind of hear what everybody has to say out there because I believe the truth will set you free. And my guest this morning is Dr. Edwin Berry. He is an atmospheric physicist, for those of you who are just joining me, and I actually have a caller on the line, and Bill, I had to interrupt you, or the break interrupted all of us. We got to go to break when you got to go to break. So what was your question, Bill? And I wanted to mention one thing before you ask that question. Jim from New Mexico, the previous caller, was mentioning that there haven't been any lightning strikes in the area of Arizona and that they believe that those fires out there, which you had mentioned actually, Bill, are human-caused. And he thinks, his theory is that it is just a distraction to keep the illegal immigration march, which they are marching into this country to keep that whole thing disguised. Of course, there's a lot of legal aliens around where I live, and they aren't hiding in plain sight. I got news for you. They're not hiding under the cover of darkness, but that's a whole nother story. Bill, what was your question for Dr. Barry?
Well, I was wondering for possibly both of you, if because of your exact commentary and observations, they do not have to hide anymore, but can represent and have a national security risk considering their sapper and sabotage rates that have been skyrocketing upon their arrival. But I was wondering, either have had an opportunity, because I'm calling from Blackwater Backup, Easy Canopy, Triple Canopy, and I was wondering if either of you had an opportunity to communicate with or work with Dr. Kaufman.
Dr. Michael Kaufman?
Michael Kaufman, yes.
I've had him, Bill, on my show, I think two or three times, and I actually am going to have him come on the show with me on Republic Broadcasting Network, so you will hear him again shortly. Yes, I'm familiar with what Dr. Kaufman has to say, definitely. How about you, Dr. Barry? Do you know who Dr. Michael Kaufman is?
Yeah, I know him quite well. In fact, he and I are both at the same conference in near UCLA in Los Angeles just two weekends ago.
Okay.
And the same thing. We were both speakers. And, oh, he's very good. I 100% endorse everything that you find him saying and writing, and his recent book, Rescuing a Broken America. It's really good. He puts it in, he makes what he's been saying and all the complexity quite simple. So I recommend that.
Yeah, it's a great book. I've read it, actually. It's an excellent
book.
If
Bill had another question, I didn't quite catch it. I can't hear the callers as well as I can hear you, Meg. I hear you very clearly.
Okay.
By the time the caller gets to me, I don't hear everything that they said.
Okay, Bill, do you have another question for Dr. Barry, Bill?
Yeah, I appreciate your professionalism. This is stellar, considering the dearth of time, opportunity, and this little broadcast station that is sending your signal to a micro that broadcasts all over Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and has contributed so much to this discussion, even more so. But considering the Let It Burn discussion is chimerically altering the atmospherics that is being subjected to, as Werner and a couple of others have indicated, electromagnetic phased rate and or pulse signals, and not to mention our own intrinsic uses of the broadband and micro in the local area on a very unstable, if not broken, wheelage and carrying system, the power system of the country and the infrastructure. Is that possibly pre-war lowest REA? I was wondering, Dr. Barry, if there are any groups, as yourself, Dr. Kaufman, that are able to and be able to participate in more national level, considering what is going on in this tap dance to destruction that the United Nations, NATO, UNESCO, and all the rest of these administrative state agency creation monsters are preparing to chimeric our entire world and global societies into.
Dr. Barry, were you able to hear his question? Dr. Barry.
Things the United Nations are doing, and there was something that happened in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, but I didn't quite catch what it was.
Well, he's listening to our show. He's listening to this show through a micro broadcasting station that's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. That's what he had mentioned. But he was just talking about how, and I'm going to try to paraphrase this for you, Bill. He's talking about, I'm going to paraphrase it when we come back, because we're going to go to a break again, everybody. So this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in 3 minutes. So hang in there, everybody.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is 3 words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest this morning is Dr. Edwin Berry, and his websites, when he has several of them, are on my website under the tab entitled Podcast. You'll find links to Dr. Edwin Berry's websites, Climate Fire, PolyMontana.com, EdBerry.com, ClimateClash.com. So lots of great information from a very, very bright individual. And I got news for you, Dr. Berry. I'm telling you, physics, I mean, you know, I know it makes the world go round, but that's about the extent of my knowledge or interest in knowing anything more than the fact that it makes the world go round. How's that sound? But back to Bill. Bill is on the line with us from Idaho. And I'm going to try to paraphrase Bill's question. I guess really what he was saying, and Bill, I think you're still on the line with me, he was talking about Dr. Michael Kaufman and you, and couldn't you all get together for some massive conference? Does that sum it up, Bill? Do I have it correctly with what you're saying?
Well, with all the upper atmospheric microparticulate from whatever etiology, it would seem like a much darker force would be imposing a no sunlight zone throughout a large majority of the Earth, and the rest of the foliage under the water is being suffocated to death by large petrochemical and or industrial interests throughout the entire world that would presume authority.
So you're saying, your question essentially is the industrialists are kind of...
The large industrial war-making machine that requires so much toxic pollution, even to the point of the young man's observation in regard to the lungs of the earth, would not be identified as a large, large greenie. You know, but I would be accused of being a communist, if not a socialist, if not everything else, considering that the primacy of life and the miracle of life seems to be of no interest whatsoever to large, large internationalists that would call themselves king of all decision-making processes, while denigrating the very environment of humanity and the creation of the divinity.
Okay, I think I got you. Dr. Berry, were you able to hear what Bill's comment was, or should I attempt to paraphrase it for you?
No, please attempt to paraphrase it, Maggie.
All right. And Bill, I want to thank you for your call today. I guess what Bill is trying to say, he's talking about the globalists, the industrialists who have no concern for the environment and who just don't think anything about polluting, and because they're driven by greed and they don't care about anything else, which I would say that probably sums up a majority of them. I think, though, that that ideology is like a double-edged sword, because eventually the chickens come home to roost, so to speak. And you're going to get bit in the rear end by what it is you've chosen to do. But I guess that's actually where Bill was kind of going with that, was just talking about the industrialists polluting, the world having no concern for humanity. And, of course, there have always been human beings who have no concern for humanity and the environment that they live in. But I don't know. I guess my thought here with that, Dr. Berry, is that there's more of us than there are of them. And I think an educated populace will be able to put the blocks to, my hope anyway, blocks to what it is these people are implementing in terms of out of control pollution and devastation of certain aspects of our environment.
Sure. Okay, Maggie, that's a reasonable question. It goes outside of direct climate science. But let's look at picking pieces of evidence to see what goes on. First of all, I think, without going through all the details, what this group, we'll call them the globalists for now, they have an objective, and their objective is very clear. It's to control all of us.
Right.
They want to have all the power, and they want us to essentially be their slaves, because every step that they are taking moves in that direction. And I don't know that they want to, say, destroy the environment or something. They certainly want to destroy our economy, because that will unravel us, and that causes money to go from us up high to them. And so those things they'll do. And yes, sometimes they are purposely hurting what we would call our environment when they've introduced, for example, wolves all in many of our states. And the wolves are definitely destroying things far more than people have ever done. So that was a purposeful introduction. Looking back at the purpose, I think there's perhaps one key thing that really jumps out. There's a book recently that Bjorn Lomborg wrote, which you probably all know about it. It's called Cool It. In fact, there's a little movie made about it too now. But here's the key point. He is an economist, not an atmospheric physicist.
Okay.
He just assumed that the global warming claims are correct, that our carbon dioxide is going to cause a big problem. And he says, based on that assumption, what should we do? And he went through the economics of all the cap and trade and the other things that people are trying to do, and he says, that is not an economical way to spend money, and he shows that it won't work. And he comes and he says, just wait for a problem, essentially, and then try to solve it. If the water level does ever rise, you build a dam or a dike, in other words, focus on the remedies rather than this attempting to focus on the top end. And the reaction is what's interesting. When he did that, remember, he's agreeing with the globalists and the environmentalists on a problem, which I, of course, do not agree on. But and then he proposes a different solution, that they don't need to do all these things that essentially cause more power to go to the globalists and more money. You know what? They criticized him. He is under attack by the environmentalists. Now, what does that tell us? It means the environmentalist group, along with the globalists, is not concerned about whether their problem is true or false. They want to limit, they want to implement their, quote, solution to the problem, they claim. Their solution, namely controlling us, is more important to them than whether or not the myth of this whole carbon dioxide caused climate change is true or false. They don't frankly care.
No, right? They don't.
And it really comes out in that reaction to this fellow's book. So, yeah, I think, you know, you look at hypotheses and say, what is it pointing at? Sure, it's all pointing at these groups after control, and that's why this whole global warming agenda even exists.
Dr. Berry, I've got another caller. This is Craig in Ontario. Craig, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. Sorry I made you wait, but, you know, it kind of is what it is. But thanks for calling. How you doing, Craig, and what's your question for Dr. Berry?
Well, Dr. Berry, just that question. Very, I hang around with a lot of, some of my best buddies are these rabid environmentalists, and they drive me nuts because where I come from, which is a majority, I'm sure, that you might hold in RBN listeners, is that, you know, these globalists, the Al Gore clones, the David Suzuki's from Canada, I apologize for his behavior. They're all out, you know, again, to hold control and to turn us around. But I'm very interested in the whole peak oil theory. I tend to think there's no such thing as peak oil because lately and two callers ago, you alluded to the fact that it might be an ongoing organic process of creating oil on the planet. Now, do you have more information, or is that outside of your field of the atmospheric studies, where someone could go and look at this theory that oil is continually being made and that we will not run out of it?
Okay, you're asking me about my thoughts on the peak oil. Is that the question, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we know. People on the peak oil side have been claiming it since way back in perhaps 1950. Right? It's always like maybe 10 years ahead, and we're not going to have any oil, and not any, but the supply is going to go down and down. Yet every time we come to that next 10 years, we have a higher projection of oil reserves because of new geological findings. And yet the peak oil people are saying we've still only got so many years before we hit the peak, and it goes on and on and on. And today, we have more evidence that there's more oil than we ever knew about. Certainly enough to take care of us for hundreds of years, okay, and as far as oil and add coal to it also.
Is that a current?
Like 500 years, apparently, of being able to produce electricity for all the United States, just of the coal that we have right in the United States. So even if at some point it would reach a peak, we've got a long way before that ever happens. And giving us plenty of time to develop new energy sources, certainly even to implement the nuclear power capability and technology we even have right now. So scientifically, the peak oil, let's assume that the oil is generated naturally from within the earth. And this would be when you think of generation, it comes at a certain rate. How fast is the water flowing out of the faucet, in other words, and going into a tub that we can drain from? Well, if we're draining it at about the same rate that is coming in, it'll never run out. If, in fact, we're overdraining it faster than what it's coming in, well, eventually we will run out. But it's a rate kind of a thing as opposed to an amount kind of a problem. And so overall, we don't have any, there's no evidence saying we have a peak oil problem anywhere around the corner. It's showing now that we have more oil in the United States in various places, and gas and coal, than exists in a large part of the rest of the world. So America is not running out of carbon fuel energy capability.
Okay.
Well, yes and no, but then, of course, the environmentalists can come back and say, oh, sure, we have lots more oil, but like up in, say, in Alberta here in Canada, it's tar sand, and it's a lot of pollution to get it out. It's coal. Oh, and that pollutes the environment as well. Then how do you kind of
right
back and counteract those kind of statements?
Right, I know. Okay, let's take coal. There used to be a time of when coal exhaust was dirty. Mercury and other kind of things that we don't want floating out or coming out of coal stacks. Technology has improved to the point, and it was there about at least 10 or 20 years ago, where those emissions are totally negligible. Therefore, the environmentalists didn't really have a scientific problem with what was coming out of a coal electric power plant. So they had to change the game. They had to say, carbon dioxide is one of the things that's, quote, dirty. Now, when you include carbon dioxide into the thing that defines dirty as far as a coal plant emission, well, yeah, it's dirty. It does include carbon dioxide, but there's nothing wrong with the carbon dioxide. And all those other things they worried about aren't there in any quantity large enough that anybody's going to worry about it. So, again, the whole criticism of coal electric power plants is complete fiction today. We have fantastic technology. They're building them in China. In fact, they're building better coal plants in China now than we have ever built in the United States. It's improved very quickly. Oil, well, yeah, they say oil shale up in Alberta and Canada. Mm-hmm. But we have in Montana, North Dakota, and adjoining areas, real oil we can pump out of the ground that is estimated to be far more than what's in the Middle East over in Saudi Arabia and countries. It's a massive oil supply that certainly as far as America's use of oil, this is very, very good. Yet what happens in Montana, at least, the government has locked up the land to drill the oil. It's open in some parts of North Dakota, so we have a limited place, and they are drilling it, and it turns out to be very good oil. This whole supply, and there's other places in the United States that can provide this too, this supply could be used for America. And then, of course, we've got a last by the environmentalists are pretty much shut down. And the sources of oil are there. We're not using them on the basis that it's going to somehow destroy the environment, and there's no evidence that it's destroying the environment at all. That cheap energy helps us to clean up the environment.
So, again, it's just localized pollution that they turn to their advantage to say that it's worldwide. I mean, I think that's part of their tactic. They'll show you a huge smokestack. They'll show a couple of dead fish somewhere on the planet and say, this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, well, you can see pictures of say, coal electric power plants, and you'll see the white smoke coming out, as they call it, smoke. This is not like smoke from a fire. That's water vapor that's coming out there. That's essentially water vapor like we have in our clouds. It's going to hurt no one, and you'll see that it evaporates. Okay, not too downwind of the plant, depending upon the humidity, perhaps, and whether it's raining or not, but that's not anything harmful that's coming out of the typical modern coal electric power plant.
Now, is it possible, sorry, one more question, don't mind me asking.
Sure, go right ahead, Craig, go ahead.
Is it possible that all those guys, the BP, you know the fiasco that's happened down in your Gulf states and that, have they really stopped the Gulf flow jet stream down there in the ocean and how that would affect atmosphere, or is that just, again, something being spread by, I don't know, alarmed people who think that they're doing everything to destroy the planet here? Like, has the Gulf Stream stopped? Have you heard any scientific evidence for that?
That question I didn't hear very well. Can you help me out on that one, Meg?
Sure. Dr. Berry, he said with the Gulf oil spill and that, and they're hearing that the Gulf Stream stopped because of the Gulf oil spill. Would that really happen? Did that happen, or is this just the globalist, the enviro-Nazis hustling their crap again?
Okay, that's a good one because we're all going to have our own guesses because I don't really have sufficient information to know if there's some blame to be assigned and where it should go and all of that. But let's say what it did happen that we kind of know about. Number one, what they were like 30,000 feet under the ocean, and they found oil at tremendously high pressure. And eventually, apparently, they did stop it, according to the news sources that we have. So that much happened, and one thing that tells us, wow, there appears to be a lot of oil around the Earth, and why did they even go down there looking for it? Maybe it was a good thing to be looking at. Again, the news is that they didn't perhaps use, as they should, good, careful
technology and procedures, or maybe that still would not have happened. But then you look at some of the fallout. What had happened? Well, Obama said we're going to close down all of our oil drilling below the ocean surface, and the oil rigs then took off because they cost about $100 million a day in that ballpark, so they can't sit there for nothing waiting for America to decide 6 months later that, yeah, they're going to use them again. So they took off to other parts of the world to, again, do offshore drilling. So effectively what we have lost is our capability to do offshore drilling because the people aren't going to come back unless we can offer a higher price to them, which is unlikely to happen now. So the key thing that happened to America is we lost a good potential energy source out of this whole thing, whatever reason it may have happened.
Dr. Barry, hold that thought. The music is our cue that we're going to break. Hey, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes, so hang in there.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest this morning has been Dr. Edwin Berry, and he has several websites, which are actually on my website. If you go to my website to the tab entitled Podcast, you'll see links to all of Dr. Berry's websites so you can get in contact with him for more information and read to your heart's content. Dr. Berry, we've only got a couple more minutes. And Craig, did that answer your question pretty much? Oh, he's off the line? Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Berry, we've only got a couple more minutes. And a final thought or two before we have to hit the top of the hour and the fat lady will have sung on the show for one day.
Okay. well, there's a lot of things to say about global warming. Let me just go to this recent Supreme Court decision in Montana, which is a very interesting summary. That is because of an environmentalist petition that they put into this Montana Supreme Court. They claimed there's a scientific consensus that our increasing emissions of carbon dioxide and greenhouse gas are affecting the Earth's climate. And they went on to project all the bad things they say are happening. The Montana Supreme Court rejected that claim. In other words, now within the state of Montana, it is no longer a valid claim to say human emissions of greenhouse gases are causing, are affecting in any serious way the Earth's climate. And the Supreme Court further said that if the environmentalists want to prove otherwise, they better take it in a lower court and we better debate all the climate science issues. This is a major thing, not only in Montana, but for other states, because you can use it as a precedent, not a binding precedent, but as a precedent legally. So within Montana, this has a lot of effect. There's a lot of things going on here that are going on in all the other states. The whole global warming agenda is coming right through our schools by the Department of Education, forcing the United Nations agenda, essentially to tell them, tell the kids from grade school through college, that we are causing a disastrous effect because of our sustainability. And it's almost, it's put into there as a belief system.
Yeah,
and this,
a big
of course,
lie.
part of what's dumbing down our whole education system. Well, who knows where this is going to lead, but it's sort of a major milestone that this actually happened.
Well, Dr. Barry, let's do this because we only have a couple minutes, and I'd like you to be able to get into that Barnow v. Montana case that you are referencing so that people can actually hear who the litigants were, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll have you back on very soon, and we can get into that whole case so that people can hear that.
Yep.
There's a court somewhere in this land that actually wants to use fact as opposed to fiction to, made out the facts of the case you know what I'm trying to say here. I'm not
right.
Coming up with the right words. But listen, Dr. Barry, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today, everybody. Dr. Edwin Barry and climatefire.com, climateclash.com, edbarry.com, polymontana.com are his sites. Thanks, Dr. Barry. I appreciate it, and you'll be on again real soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Maggie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, listen, go to my guest's websites because he's a wealth of information. As if you've been listening for the last 2 hours or any part of it, you can certainly deduce that yourself. He's a very bright man, and he's got a lot of good info. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Hey, listen, everybody, you know what? I love to go to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. I think better days are coming. Because we've got people like Dr. Edwin Barry in the world who are fighting for you and I. So hang in there. I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. And the sun will come up tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Chin up. Hang in there, everybody.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high.
The next